the 2018 ACUC in Boston, Massachusetts, and there's like 13,000 people outside this booth right now. I mean, the whole conference has made its way in here, and we are here with Susan Hochsprung.
Very
Did
good.
I get it?
Nice.
Oh, wow, I got it.
It
I got it.
Jumper in German. There's
really?
Your trivia for the day.
All right, factoid of the day, ladies and gentlemen. And you are with CUNY Mutual Group, obviously. Yeah. And
yep.
you are presenting?
Presenting Saturday morning.
Okay.
Yep.
And the title is The Hidden Risk of the Auto Lending Boom. I've been wanting to, actually, when I wrote this down on the schedule, like, I got to talk to this girl because we've all been experiencing the auto lending has been off the charts for the last few years.
Yep.
And people are like, yay, this is great.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are the hidden risks? What's going on here?
Well, it's really a fascinating story. I'm so excited to be here at ACUC. First, it's my first time ever being here. So being able to kick off this research and share this research with the group in this venue is just amazing. So we at CUNY Mutual, we do an annual research effort, and we started last October where we engaged with an outside party, and we really tried to dig into the concept around share of wallet.
Okay.
And it's going to be a series of research efforts over the course of the next several years. We started with auto lending, and what we ended up finding out was there's, you know, obviously everybody's aware of the boom.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's aware of, you know, indirect lending being a tremendous growth component of it. But when we start peeling back and looking at where that growth is coming from, especially through the lens of PFI members, so members that identify as a credit union being their primary financial institution versus non, we found some very interesting things around where that growth is coming from. And actually, while the pie is growing in both categories of members, the actual share within our PFI memberships is shrinking. We've lost 3 percentage points over the last 2 years. Right. So that's why we're calling it a hidden risk, because I think with people, you know, with the jubilation of the economy and the growth and the member growth and the lending growth, you know, we're doing so well, it's easy to become a little bit complacent on this. So
you took the word right out. I was thinking complacent as well. So why are they occurring? Why is this happening?
Yeah.
Especially in such good times that we're experiencing right now.
Yeah.
Why are you, what's going on here?
Great question. So that's what our research really wanted to dig into. So clearly, we continue to beat the banks and other financial institutions on rates, right? We're generally 180 to 220 basis points lower in rates, so that's not it. We've really made great inroads in indirect lending, so we're at the point of sale, so that's not it. So really what we found out was, bottom line, we're being out-marketed. We're being outmarketed by other financial institutions, by fintechs, by startups, by traditional banks and traditional lenders. In the auto lending space alone, the PFI member on average is receiving, for every 4 lending offers, 3 of them are from a lender other than their credit union.
Wow.
3 out of every 4. And that's just in auto lending. If you look at other categories where fintechs are really getting some traction, like student loan lending.
Mortgage lending,
consumer lending, those numbers go to 5 to 1, up to 7 to 1.
So what can we do? Is there a solution? I don't want to steal your thunder,
yeah, that's okay.
But is there a solution here or something?
Well,
or?
Show up on Saturday morning and
all right.
Find out. No.
Wow, there's the teaser, ladies and gentlemen. There it is.
There is some things we can be doing, obviously. Really understanding share of wallet. So what we want to do is really define what that is. It's obviously a marketing metric, and a lot of people confuse it with market share. And we're not talking market share. We're actually talking about the share of the individual member's wallet. So, for example, if you have 2 auto loans, and one of them's with your credit union and one of them's not, I know that would never happen, right? But let's say one of them's not. On account basis, your credit union controls 50% of your share of wallet for your auto lending, okay? On a dollar basis, let's say credit cards. Let's say you have a $700 balance on your credit union credit card. You have a $300 balance on a different credit card. So $1,000 is your wallet. Your credit union controls 70% of that, right? By looking at that metric, you get a better sense of what's happening with all of the different categories of your membership, right? So we talk about, you know, products per member, et cetera. And we talk about this phenomenon of silent churn, where you might not recognize that your PFI members are slowly being picked away, because generally the last thing to go is the checking account, right?
Right, right.
But if more and more of these of these products are being picked away, you're becoming less profitable, you're probably becoming less loyal because you're more susceptible to being captured, right? So really understanding share of wallet concept and really trying to get at tracking and monitoring that over a period of time is going to be critical. And that's hard to do because it's hard to get at that denominator. You really need some data and analytics to help you get at that.
So I was thinking the same thing. Oh my gosh, you're in my head. Because I was thinking, gosh, isn't all this information in the data?
It is.
If banks are cherry picking your members, you know, you can find that out before they leave, right?
That's absolutely correct. Cool. Yep. Cool. But it's hard to pull that together, as we know, all the challenges with data and analytics, right? So that's step number one.
Okay.
Number two is really the buzzword of the day, right? It's all about the member experience. It's all about optimizing that member experience, those member journeys, removing any friction, being in the channels, you know, when and where they wanna interact with you. Mm-hmm. That's pretty standard, right? But number two is really around defending our share of wallet. So once you understand it, how do we better engage with our primary PFI members, right? How do we communicate to them, get to know them, engage them more aggressively? And then the last one is the most fun for us marketers, right? It's getting aggressive, getting on the offensive. It's going after growing that share of wallet. And one of the things our research showed was our auto loan recapture programs within credit unions are wildly successful, even compared to banks. So even with bank PFI members, credit unions are overwhelmingly more successful in the auto loan recapture space. So that's one small tactic we could do to continue to grow that.
Oh my gosh.
So we could talk hours and hours about going deeper into those tactics, but that's just four quick little things.
Okay. Wow. Who would have thunk that this is happening right now? Because just when times are good.
Exactly.
Susan, gosh. All right. I'm glad you kind of unveiled that, because that might be kind of a wake-up call for a lot of credit unions out there. Hey, to go in and check out and say, hey, let's see if this is happening with us right now.
Right. Well, one of my favorite business quotes is from the former CEO of Intel, who says, success breeds complacency, right? Complacency breeds failure. Only the paranoid survive.
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to get people to the edge of paranoia by any means, but I would like people to get a little bit more uncomfortable about the situation. You know, most economists are saying that we should experience the next credit constriction or the next recession as early as the end of 19, right? So now is the time to take a look at that and figure out what do we have to do in our individual shops to get after this. And then the last thing I'll say is, you know, when you look at the opportunity. So if credit unions have done a wonderful job growing market share in credit union in the auto lending space, we have about 42% of the overall market share. That leaves us 58 to go after. That's a $432 billion opportunity. $432 billion of outstanding auto loans outside of the credit union industry in the United States.
So that is a huge opportunity.
That's our opportunity.
Well, let's be diligent with our paranoia, all right?
Love it.
All right. Susan, thank you so much.
Thank you.